Welcome to the Driver Audiobook, which will help you prepare for the theory driving test. My name is Finley, and I will guide you through today's lesson. Defensive driving. This chapter is concerned with safe driving. Good drivers are able to anticipate risks and react accordingly. As already mentioned, knowledge of when one should and should not drive is an important decision to reduce risk. Learning objective of this section. We will give thought to how you can become a safe driver. Time needed, 20 minutes. Risk assessment. The better your ability to anticipate risk and deal with them appropriately, the smaller the chance that you will be involved in an accident. Risk assessment is not an exact science. We will introduce you to 5 points that can help you drive safely. Observe everything around you. It is important that you always keep an eye on your environment. Look ahead as far as possible. This makes it possible to react as soon as possible to traffic signs or oncoming traffic. You will also be in a position to see possible problems in advance. Always look again to the left and right, and do not forget to check the rear view and wing mirrors. The faster you drive, the more important it is that you have a wide field of vision or look far ahead. Observe all movements. As a driver, you must keep an eye on the movements of the vehicles in front of you, the movements of the oncoming traffic, the children at the side of the road, the pedestrians, the cyclists, and even parked cars that may be about to pull out into the traffic. Equally, you should observe junctions regardless of who has priority, entrances, exits, and driveways near to the roadside. By doing so, you will avoid surprises. Learn to recognize potential dangers. It is often minor details that help you to anticipate dangers. Watch out for vehicles that are driving too fast, and also for drivers who are always changing lanes. Watch out for drivers that are distracted for any reason. Be cautious when you notice that there is a driver in front of you who is not familiar with the area. Pay attention to braking lights and indicator lights. Also, pay attention to people sitting in parked cars, also bicycles. Even bouncing or lying balls can be dangerous. As the driver, you take all responsibility for your journey. Avoid risks. As a driver, you make decisions all the time. For each one, there are always multiple options. The decision that you make will eventually be based on your habits or the relevant situation. Make it a habit to minimize risks. This saves your nerves and fuel, and you will also usually arrive faster at your destination. Decide to take the safe route. Becoming a good driver also means taking the safe route. Experience is the best teacher for this. Often common sense will tell you what is safe. Your driving instructor will be able to teach you an initial wealth of experience. Avoiding accidents. Nearly all accidents can be avoided by paying enough attention. Try to see dangers early, and then aim to reduce risk. Adjust your speed. Match your speed to the road, traffic, and visibility conditions. The signposted speed limit must never be exceeded. You should especially control your speed when children are nearby. Children are often not paying attention and are unpredictable. Driving in heavy traffic. Adjust your speed. It is harder to stop safely in heavy traffic. Adjust to the traffic. Accidents can happen by driving faster or slower than the rest of the traffic. By driving too fast, you must constantly overtake other drivers. Driving like this only saves you a couple of minutes on your journey. Driving too slowly will provoke other drivers to overtake you. If you must drive slowly for any reason, then you should pull over often to allow others to overtake you. Keep a safe distance. You need a certain distance to stop safely. The faster you drive, the more distance you should keep to the vehicle in front. As a rule of thumb, there is the 2-second rule. The distance that you travel in 2 seconds is the same number as half of your speed in meters and is the minimum distance that you should keep behind the vehicle in front. Using a navigation device must never distract a driver. emergency braking techniques. Correct braking can be the difference between life and death. Fast reactions, knowing when you should brake heavily, and how to steer are the important elements of emergency braking. Emergency braking should always be introduced degressively. This means that the driver steps abruptly on the brake and releases a very small amount to avoid skidding the front wheels. One releases the brake lightly to make it possible to steer if necessary. Skidding wheels can no longer be steered because they are held in place by the brake pads. One speaks here of separating the risk factors. In a perfect world, a good driver will never be in the situation where emergency braking is needed. This can, of course, only happen if he looks far enough ahead to recognize dangerous situations before they have even started.
ABS. Anti-lock braking system.
When emergency braking, you should step abruptly on the brake pedal as far as it can move. The ABS watches each wheel, and if one begins to skid, the brake on this wheel is released for a split second and then reapplied. With ABS, you can still steer despite heavy braking, and therefore you will not be forced to release the brakes. ABS does not override the laws of physics. It only helps you to stop as fast as possible. Be careful. ABS can make the braking distance longer than without it. Without ABS, braking is more sensitive. Always look in the direction of travel. This means that you should look past the obstruction. Look for an exit route with your eyes. To steer, it is best to release the brakes a small amount, but only so much to stop the front wheels skidding. Then, straighten up and brake as before. Be aware, releasing the brakes when the steering is at full lock will cause the vehicle to immediately react and change direction, which can lead to an uncontrollable skid. You should absolutely practice the braking techniques under professional guidance so that you can effectively use them in an emergency. Ask your driving instructor about this. You cannot avoid practicing this anyway, as it is mandatory as part of the two-phase learning that was introduced across Switzerland in 2005. On the first day of this two-day training, all students practice emergency braking on a purpose-made road. Mastering emergency braking does not give a driver a free pass for fast or risky driving. Vehicle control must be practiced repeatedly. Assessing corners. There is a great danger that a new driver will drive too fast into a curve. All of a sudden, he is missing practical experience. Follow these tips. Drive around corners slower than you think is necessary. If you must brake, then brake before you are in the corner. Braking in the corner can cause your vehicle to skid. Looking far ahead is not possible on winding roads, and this is a reason to drive slower. Equipment problems.
Wide tires.
Although wide tires look better, they provide worse grip due to the bigger footprint. Vehicles with wide tires can be made to skid easier. The larger the contact patch between the tire and the road surface, the smaller the pressure per square centimeter.
ABS.
As mentioned, the braking distance of vehicles with ABS, anti-lock braking system, can be considerably longer than that of vehicles without it. The advantage of ABS is that the vehicle can still be steered when braking.
Lowered suspension and sports cars.
Lowering the suspension is absolutely justified and makes sense for racing cars. For road traffic, it is unnecessary and can be very dangerous. Due to the short suspension travel and hard damping, uneven road surfaces cannot be absorbed as effectively. The vehicle can jump. The grip is reduced. You should therefore abstain from lowered suspension. How to behave in an accident. If an accident happens, then all involved must stop immediately. There are various points to observe. Traffic must be made safe so that no further accidents can happen. Secure the area and set up hazard triangles. It may be necessary to control the traffic at junctions or on narrow roads. The police must be called if someone has been injured except minor injuries like grazes or bruises. The police must also be called if you cannot deal with the danger yourself. Those involved may only leave the scene of the accident once the facts have been clarified, except if they need or are getting help. The telephone number for the police in emergencies is 117 in Switzerland and internationally 112. Provide first aid as far as is reasonable and call the police as well as an ambulance. If there is an accident on a rail crossing, the rail authorities must immediately be informed. Please be aware that an accident is not entertainment. Anyone who stops at an accident or parks nearby to observe and not help makes himself punishable by law. Note the following order. Secure the traffic. Tend to the injured. Inform the police.